Attention villagers, this is Resident Services with another episode about all the nooks and crannies of Animal Crossing. With you today are, from Iloilo, handmade beginner RJ, oh so handmade. From Fantasy Key, Plaza Hunter Miranda.
Ooh, I am on the hunt.
From Lollywood and Pizza Rizzo, Connected Punk Casey.
I was really trying to think of something funny, and all I could think of was Avril Lavigne. So, hello.
Hello, Avril.
She said, hey, see girl. You later, boy.
Yeah.
And from Harmonia, restless migratory bird Adam.
Stand back, Piper and Phoebe. There's a new third bird
is in town.
The new bird in town has a guy on a string. The new bird in town.
Hey, look, she's wearing his ring. Oh, let's celebrate the snow melting. Let's celebrate a clear canvas.
Dawn, a new day, a new game.
A new game. What we're not celebrating is that ugly brown grass. That pukey grass.
Puke green grass.
Yeah.
It's so bad. I would almost say, give us the snow back.
No.
No, you wouldn't say that.
You wouldn't say that. Your pipes are still frozen, Casey.
You wouldn't say that. You of all people would not say, give me the snow back.
It messed up my ice bar, so I had to go through and fix my ice bar.
Oh.
I had to pick everything up and put down an ice flooring, basically. Because it didn't look good.
Oh, you had to get a custom?
I made a custom, yeah. Well, didn't make. I found one.
Well, and then I, like, go through my island and I realize that I had all of the whatever wasn't in season for the bushes, I had different bushes together. And now they're, like, you can definitely see that they're different shades of green.
Yeah.
It's silly.
I mean, I always had that because I just kept my bushes. And like I said last week, we're not doing that anymore. We're not wasting space. So we're currently in renovation in Iloilo, getting rid of the bushes.
I thought we got rid of the bushes in 2008.
The only thing I hate about the bushes is that, like, I've waited so long to do this, so now I'm planting camellia bushes. I'm like, girl, this is not gonna be here for 2 weeks or something.
Yeah, I'm shocked they've been around so long.
Yeah, when do they leave?
It's like mid-March, isn't it?
Because then it's azaleas, isn't it?
Casey, could you research that?
Second screen this for
Second
us.
Second screen.
Yeah. The camellias are here until March 31st.
Wow.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, then camellias are here to stay. Did we started the game after cherry blossoms, right? We started the game and it was like
cherry blossoms were done.
The summer update was about to come, right? Because we had like just talked about swimming for the first time.
Oh, we started the podcast, not the game.
Yeah, the podcast.
Okay.
Yeah, the podcast was in like mid-June, so cherry blossom season.
April 1st to April 10th.
Gone.
It's so short.
Yeah. I remember it from last year being so short. And then at the time, and it gets harder, the cherry blossoms get harder to catch because then the further along it goes, then you just have more cherry blossoms falling, but you can't tell what's a cherry blossom you can catch. And I'm stressed again.
Well, we've got a month to figure it out.
I know. I need to plant trees.
We're gonna see our friend Zipper again.
They're not gonna. The cherry blossoms will only appear if you have normal trees.
Yeah, hardwood, not fruit trees.
Casey. I'll make Adam's wish come true. I'll have trees.
Oh, she'll take the note now. She'll take the note.
I can't find bushes in the Bible.
So, yeah, I guess it was post.
Well, there's a burning bush, I think, in the Bible.
I was waiting for it.
I was like scrolling through my biblical.
I'm like, what's it going to be?
My Veggie Tales. My Veggie Tales. Did they ever do a burning bush of in VeggieTales? Did they do parables or was it like...
They did parables, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was not... I didn't need VeggieTales growing up because I was already in Catholic school.
Indoctrinated?
Yeah. We've made enough small talk about the snow. Let's dive into these six Sanrio cards because my lord...
Can we just like talk about each one of them?
Can we just literally
Luckily, I've written
one
a dissertation on each of the characters.
In this essay, I will.
Okay,
and also like... I saw on Facebook someone had commented on like the official post or something, maybe with Sanrio, and they were talking so much crap about the poor Hello Kitty Rilla.
Rilla Mori, yeah.
Why?
Mm-hmm.
They're like, dislike. I cannot believe you would choose a gorilla.
Wow. We should make them listen to our last episode where you... welcomed Hans in your island, and you were able to, I think by listening to someone else's journey, people can make their own, you know.
Yeah.
All right. So if you are not aware of what's going on, Animal Crossing will be releasing Sanrio crossover amiibo cards. And Sanrio
is that
is
a
the
little
company.
Butt? Is that a butt?
Yes, that's a little butt.
There's
we
a
will
butt
discuss.
Rug.
There is a Sanrio crossover. Sanrio is the company that has created the Hello Kitty empire. And you'll get, there's an amiibo card for each new like crossover inspired villager. Each villager is based off of a Sanrio character. And it comes with, like, I believe the card comes with the villager. Does it come with the items? How do you get the items?
So here's what I think is the deal. So these amiibo cards have already existed. These came out for New Leaf.
Yes.
So they are reprinting them. Kind of like how they reprinted the amiibo card packs. Mm-hmm. They're reprinting these cards. And I think what's going to happen is you're going to need to invite these people to your island. But once you invite them, it's going to unlock in your Nook Shopping
the items.
Because you know how Pocket Camp, once you sync your Pocket Camp game with...
Yes, you can buy like Pocket Camp items.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's going to be, I think, because we can download the update on the 18th. And so that's where those items are going to come in. But I think we're going to need the amiibo cards. So that makes me think you may not need the official amiibo cards because
I've seen a lot of people already like on Twitter who are like, oh, I have these in my Etsy shop or whatever it is.
Yeah. So I think if you even buy, you know, secondhand, the amiibo, you're going to be able to invite them on those days because I don't think you can invite them yet because they're not coded into the game.
Yes, you have to wait until the update on the 18th.
Yeah, so maybe I should just buy the amiibos on Etsy and get them and have them ready.
Just in case. At this venture.
Yeah.
Maybe. I think that's fair because, I mean, we already plan on buying them as soon as they drop on Target. Yeah.
I know. Like, it makes me really nervous. Is it Target only online? Is it Target in store?
Yeah. And it's like, I want it to be in store so I can go get it immediately, you know?
Right. Mm-hmm.
So, and I feel like once the update drops on the 18th, people are going to be getting those items immediately.
Oh, yeah.
With their old amiibos.
Maybe I'll just buy
like one or two of the amiibos and see.
Who would you do?
Just test it.
Just a little test.
Who would you buy for the test?
How do you say her name?
Etoile.
She's a beautiful sheep.
So let's discuss these six villagers, okay?
Yeah,
because there's so much personality.
There's so much going on.
There's so much going on in their designs that I feel like they're legendary. Dreamies, but they're not dreamies because you can scan them in. So,
but still dreamies because they're
your dreams. Yeah,
they're your dreams. Yeah. So let's go one at a time. So Rilla, who we've already discussed, is inspired by Hello Kitty.
Hello Kitty.
Hello Kitty. Hello, Rilla Kira. Rilla, I mean, this is a who's at the campsite. Rilla is a Hello she's Kitty a inspired gorilla. Oh, she's peppy.
Of course she is.
Of course.
Yeah.
She's got gorgeous eyes. I mean, Judy inspired.
Yeah, those are Judy eyes for sure.
Judy has nothing on Rilla. And those eyelashes.
Crown eyelashes.
Her bow.
Her bow is the bow.
Hello Kitty bow.
It is the absolute
shade of hair that she has, which is very Lady Gaga and Telephone. That like neon yellow
neon
color.
Neon yellow, absolutely. And the lips?
These lips.
Color popped.
She said Anastasia Beverly Hill Cosmetics, honey. Yes.
The lips and, are iconic.
Yeah, and so she's got all the Hello Kitty goods in her home.
Which is all so cute. Yeah. All of
I love the
so
Hello Kitty
table.
The Hello Kitty
the
bonsai.
Table,
my
the
gosh.
The bonsai. I didn't even see the tree.
The
oh
bonsai,
my gosh.
Yeah. The
and
wall.
Famously... Me and Hello Kitty share a birthday, so it's very important to me.
Really?
Yep, November 1st.
Wow.
Wow, I didn't know that. Okay, let's discuss the next one. Marty, inspired by Pom Pom Pooty.
And Marty is a lazy cub.
Is there anything better in this game than a lazy cub?
I mean, is Pom Pom Pooty like what? A piece of flan, a flan dog. And they said, let's transform a cub into it.
A little beret.
A little beret.
Everything has a beret on it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Also, their outfits will unlock too, right? Because she's wearing, like the villager's wearing his like beret.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
It looks like.
Yes, I believe so.
And yeah, and look down at Rilla. Yeah, because she's wearing the Hello Kitty head.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Going back to Marty,
Marty has become a viral sensation since this announcement came up because of one of his decor items.
And a little butthole.
The butthole rug.
Yes, the butthole rug. A little Pom Pom Pooty butthole carpet.
I mean, it's a rug of his butt, and his little butthole is...
A little star
right there at the top.
It's
North
so
star.
Crazy.
Follow your North Star. But like Japan loves this little cute stuff because they have the like egg Gudetama.
Gudetama. Yeah. Yeah. My niece was like, I wish I'd do Gudetama. I said, well, they probably didn't because Gudetama came out in 2014 and this originally came out in 2012.
But Gudetama.
Had it been today, I think Gudetama.
They're very obsessed with like little cute characters that show their buns or show their little butthole or.
Is Gudetama the egg?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
The egg with the juicy butt.
Yeah. Juicy, juicy bunned egg.
The egg.
Can't wait for all the butt merch when we all go to Tokyo next year.
Oh.
I mean,
Donald Duck's butt is on a burger, so come on.
That's true.
I like on Marty's end table next to his bed, it looks like he has like a full dessert, like late night dessert situation.
Yeah, like a midnight treat.
Oh my God. RJ's Food Rocks recreates Pom Pom Pooty's flan.
RJ's Food Rocks should delve into like the Animal Crossing New Horizons hot dog.
Yes.
Make
the strawberry smoothie that they're always drinking.
Make the vegetable skewers.
Yes. I want to get that soup.
Yes.
They drink in winter.
Franklin's dishes.
Yes, they love drinking. Hamlet loves drinking that soup next to the river, let me tell you. All right. Next up we have Étoile.
The sheep.
So when these girlies came out, the first thing I said was, Casey, you are Étoile.
I am Étoile. Like she's beautiful. She's
beautiful.
She's a sweet. Of course
she's,
she is. Yep.
And
she's
a tweet.
Purple and pink.
Is that a, what is, sorry, I've already moved past Miss Étoile. What is the item in the back right? What is it?
Is it like the surprise box?
Like the peach surprise box or whatever?
Yeah, like the little surprise doll, like the bamboo. You tap it, it cranks, and then the little...
Oh my God.
This little twin star.
Little twin stars.
Okay,
yeah,
so let's...
So she's got this... Oh.
That's not the seashell couch, right? That is the Toros couch.
No, that's one of that's a special. It looked in the back. See the stars on it.
Oh, okay. And then the more you know.
The more you know.
The more you know.
Yes, truly, of the more you know. Coffee table. I love that bed.
Ugh. I love that bed.
A rainbow headboard. I would have this headboard now.
Sure.
Famously, étoile, by the way, means star. In case you don't know what that. Yeah.
And look at this wallpaper. I mean, let's talk about the wallpaper.
Yes.
I know.
It's like pink with stars.
You know what they should do? You know what they should do? They should make that Museum of Ice Cream, Museum of Candy, Happy Museum, whatever.
Oh, my God.
And recreate these.
Someone could recreate that.
New Horizons Sanrio rooms.
I love the more you know.
Maybe Pizza Rizzo needs to just become an Instagram island.
That's a good idea.
Half walls.
Yeah, because then people could come visit with the dream address and like take photos.
Yeah, and they can zoom in.
I can leave out wands so that you can, you know, have your different outfits.
Yeah. Is that such a cute idea?
Is that a couch?
Yes.
Okay. I couldn't tell.
Wait, hold on. If you leave out wands, people, it'll be their outfits, obviously.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. They can't bring anything with them.
That's true. She could set out the clothes, too.
That's true.
Outside of each little photo booth room.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. So let's move to the next one. Chai, cinema roll.
Chai.
I love her.
Did we say Miranda was Chai?
Yes. Miranda needs Chai on her island.
You need Chai.
Yeah. I need.
Need. Yeah.
Chai
is in the kingdom of cute.
A peppy.
Okay, so
what was
yeah.
Étoile? I'm sorry. I missed it. What was Étoile?
My twin.
She's a sweet.
She's a sweet. Okay.
Yeah. Wait, so what's
sweets
Chai?
Or treats?
She's a peppy.
Chai is another peppy.
Chai is a peppy.
Chai is a light blue elephant with white hair and a teacup on her head. As a hat.
Affixed to her head.
Incredible.
She's beautiful.
I love the flooring. I love her.
She's this beautiful, like, sky blue. Mm-hmm. Like a light sky blue.
This little teacup stool.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, the little teacup stool table thing. I was like.
Yeah. I mean, the cafe menu board.
Yes.
With the cinema roll on top.
I mean, the rug with her poking out of a teacup. Oh my God,
the sofa
cute.
Is her.
Yeah, that's cinema. Mm-hmm.
Cinema
roll.
Although I don't know if cinema roll's gender, but the sofa's them.
Yeah.
And this beautiful little table with the tea set.
Mm-hmm.
It's so good.
Cute. It's so cute. This is like this is fantasy key.
Yeah,
like,
that. She will be mine.
She is the moment. She should be the first thing you see on your island.
And the flag is of Chai.
Yeah.
And the cinema roll, like, I guess, like, hat, helmet situation. So you have, like, the ears.
With the little floppy ears.
Ugh, and the bow. Okay. Oh, my God.
All right. So Chelsea is next, inspired by My Melody. Chelsea. I mean, My Melody is iconic. She's one of the, I think she's one of the main girls.
Yeah, she's like.
It's like Hello Kitty, Bad Bats Maru, Caro Caro P, and then My Melody. I feel like the
My Melody is like the bunny version of Hello Kitty.
Mm-hmm. My Melody looks like
Peppy.
She's a sweet.
Oh.
Wow.
Chelsea is.
I'm going to make an assumption. Like, none of these will be like snooties or crankies.
Yeah, I don't like Chelsea's name. It's like Chelsea. It just seems kind of
basic.
Kind of lazy.
Yeah.
But the aesthetic of her room is very like.
Very the
grandma made
set.
The nursery.
Yeah.
It's very much a marina type room, it looks like.
Because it's like all pinks.
I mean, genuinely, if we were actually discussing like the decor of the room, it is, besides the stove, it is like the closest to what like most people put in their little like 3-year-old girl's bedroom. Like that is like what most 3-year-old girl bedroom looks like, I feel like.
A lot of frills.
Mm-hmm. I know a lot of 3-year-olds with the stove in the middle of their bedroom.
And a rocking chair that's facing the
their own private fireplace.
And a bathtub in the corner.
And a bathtub.
I do love that end table has a vanity attached to it. It's like a I think there's a mirror.
Yeah, the vanity, the rocking chair, the bed, the combo of those three. My Melody loves the self brand.
Green wig?
Yeah, let's speak on that.
Oh, see, Chelsea that's the pop of color I needed from Miss Chelsea.
Yeah. Pink and green is always a good combo.
It is.
Just, yeah, it looks like she threw on a wig.
She did.
And it's like having fun.
She is having fun.
So I don't think I'll be inviting Chelsea to my island, per se. But, you know, I'll let her visit, maybe. Her catchphrase is pound cake.
That is hilarious. I love that.
It references My Melody's favorite food, which is almond pound cake.
Wow. Ugh, girl, same.
Why are we reading this for all of them?
I wonder, it does not show like why Chelsea.
And she's a dear, Miranda.
I know. I think I'll also invite her onto my island.
We're going to invite all of them.
At the very least.
They're all going to live on my island.
I want the merch.
Okay, the next one we have
The last one we have,
Mr. Toby, inspired by icon Caracaripie. Caracaripie is the frog.
I love.
And Toby is cute. A bunny with
green
hair.
He's a smug.
Done. He's done. He's moving on
look
to the
at
island.
This bridge.
Look at the bridge in his house.
Yeah,
look at the bridge in his house.
Let's discuss this.
It's like a mini Zen bridge.
Can I put it anywhere on my like? That's what
you would have. Yeah. Yes.
You don't have to pay like $300,000 to build a Zen bridge. You can just have that little feature.
Oh my God.
Look, and it's got like, it's like a little fountain. It's got like the water.
It's got water. He's got a little pagoda statue. He's got,
what's this mini Caracaripie on that table?
There's like a little Caracaripie. Yeah, like a little, just like.
Maybe it's like a food or something.
I think so. It looks like a big mochi or whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, it does look like a really fat mochi.
Fat
so
mochi.
Cute.
Fat mochi. That's
and it. I believe this. It's like a table attached to this like backdrop that looks like like a door wall. Because look, there's three of them against that wall, and then you can put like a thing on it.
Interesting.
But like the vibe is very like. Zen.
Japanese Zen garden.
Japanese Zen, yes. And even the wallpaper is very cute.
Yeah, the like raked sand is everything.
Yeah, yes. Yes, look at the it's like the it's like the thing.
Mm-hmm. Toby's coloring is very similar to the grass currently.
Yes.
It's
that's
a little
true.
Pinky green.
Mm-hmm.
With
teal hair.
Look at your outfit, though, that you can wear. Yeah. It looks like there's a little Caracaripie eyes. That's like a hair clip. And like a
little
suspender.
Like, suspender. With boots. Look at the boots. With little galoshes.
The boots.
Look.
I think there are eyes on the boots.
Yeah, it's the Caracaripie eyes.
Oh.
I mean, Sanrio. Wow. You did it. You own us.
Yep. Yeah, like there. I mean, like Mario's all fun in games, but this is like, this is the real stuff here.
This is the real deal.
In fifth grade, me and my friends had a Sanrio club.
You did.
And we all had our character, and I was Pachaco. And I would go to the Sanrio store, and you know, you would spend. When you'd spend money, you would get to, like, they'd stamp your little book, and, like, you could trade in your books that were filled with the stamps for items. I saved up 15 books to get a Pachaco locker.
Wow.
It took me, like, I think it probably took, like, 2 years or something. But I would go on, like, double stamp days. I had it all mapped out, and I got my locker. I walked through Town East Mall with this little, it was, like, I mean, like, it was probably, like, a 2-foot tall locker. Like a plastic.
You still have it?
Unfortunately, no. It didn't make it.
What I love about, I mean, there are many things I love about Japanese pop culture, but the main stuff that I love is stamping. They love collecting stamps of any kind in like a passport form. And they also love capsule toys. I feel like I would go crazy on like Hello Kitty capsule toys.
I would be broke. Like if I
take my yens.
Yes, take them. I want to play the claw machines. I want to go through all the little capsule machines and get all the little things that, what am I going to do with them? Nothing, have but I want them.
Yeah. We'll have to buy, like, when people come here and buy luggage at the outlets. That's what we're going to do when we go to Tokyo.
That is absolutely, we are each buying our own a brand suitcase. New piece of luggage.
Everyone comes in with just one bag and then we fly back with the second. Yep. Just merch. Because that's the thing.
Throwing away all my clothes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And hopefully we get to go to an Animal Crossing world, maybe. Who knows? You never know.
The only way the Mario stuff could compete is if they did, like, full lines for each of the, like, female characters. Like, if they had, like, a Toadette suite, a Daisy sweet, a Peach sweet, a Rosalina, very famously gorgeous with her
a Birdo. Give me Birdo
or give me death.
If you give me Birdo, you will have Nintendo, you can have it.
Yeah, that like weird Mrs. Bowser, like the like female one, yeah, with like the lipstick.
Yeah, love her.
Are you listening, Nintendo? From when we're recording, mm-hmm. is March 1st, so we can start downloading and purchasing and all that.
And warping.
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 You better warp.
Something that I forgot to, I don't know if you guys even noticed it on my island, but I wanted to mention, because I was thinking about like where to put warp pipes and stuff, and like if you wanted to hide them somewhere, you could like hide them behind like a simple panel or something. Mm-hmm. But I started doing this on my island, is I'm hiding DIY tables and closets behind simple panels or cliffs, so that when I'm on my main part of my island, or you know, the mm-hmm. main part of my island, but if I need to change clothes or make something, sometimes the DIY table and the closet, you know, they don't make sense in the area, so I started hiding them, and it's a nice little trick
nice
for when I need to do something and not have to run all the way back home. And so I thought about hiding like a warp pipe behind something, you know, to go to your secret places.
Speaking of hiding, you have been hiding something from us
all Casey. Week.
Oh my gosh, I completely forgot about this until this moment. I'm so excited.
Speak on it, sis.
So I'm still in Dallas. I still don't have water. So my tattoo artist, he's here in Texas, and he's in Sherman, and he posted that he was like, hey, I have a couple spots. I'm opening up some spots for Saturday, last minute, if anyone is interested. And I was like, well, it's Thursday, and like, I guess I'm going to be here till Saturday. So I messaged him, and I was like, me? And then I had to think about what I was going to get, because I didn't want to get anything big, because it's been a while since it's been like, over three years since I've had a tattoo. And so I need to ease my way back into it. So then I started thinking, what if I didn't get a Disney tattoo and I got an Animal Crossing tattoo?
Yes.
And so then I started sending tattoos of Megan to the group.
To like discombobulate inspo. Us to yeah. really throw us
so,
off.
So I did get an Animal Crossing inspired tattoo. But I want to know what you guys think that it is before I show you.
Where is it? Yeah, where is it?
It's on, it's like.
Listeners, she's referencing her shoulder.
Is it?
Yeah.
Lolly and Lolly.
Oh, that would be
cute. Oh, that's cute. Casey's like, oh, I got to rewrite.
Is it Pave? Mine would be Pave.
Your guess is Viva! Pave. Viva! It's the full screenshot of the game.
When you it is when zooms out.
Yeah.
No, my real guess is what's the otter's name? What's his name?
Oh.
With the beanie.
Wow, we have not swam for so long.
His name is Pascal.
And you're gonna. It's and the. It is not you Pascal, gotta. I'm you gotta do what makes you you, or whatever he says.
You gotta do. Well, no, because the sloth that Leaf says you gotta do what makes you happy.
Oh, that's yeah. a cute one for you, Adam.
I love. Mm-hmm. Famously, I love Leaf. Mm-hmm. I love Leaf.
Lovely.
So you, okay. your guess is otter. Is otter is Pascal. I'm gonna say either it's Isabel, but I know that you're not really like I stan Isabel, but I think because like I would feel like if I'm getting an Animal Crossing tattoo, I should get an Animal Crossing like rep
staple.
Like, yes, like a staple or like a statement. So I'm gonna guess either
an NPC.
Yes. I'm either gonna say Isabel or Marina's open mouth. Just oh
Oh. I think it's just Megan's smile.
Yeah, it's not the even line. Megan, it's just the it's literally the crooked arc. All right, there it is. Okay. Listeners, you get to play along too. So listeners, right now, say out loud what you think the tattoo
say
is.
Say out loud what you think.
And then press play.
Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God.
Yay! Yes!
Well, let's see.
Oh, I knew it.
That's so cute.
So it is Isabel.
If you couldn't tell from people whose reaction was louder.
Because I couldn't. Okay, so whenever I was like, oh, let me start like looking for inspiration. And as someone that has two islands, I cannot commit to one villager.
That's true.
Yes, that's true.
Because I was like, I do love Lolly because she represents my bear Lolly. But she's a cat. And she kind of looks, I mean, she's gray and Cupcake's gray, but she's also sweet. And sweets are sweets, but they are not tattoos. and, you know, and there's just something about, like, you know, I love Stitches. I love the Cubs. You know, Marina is great, but sometimes I'm like, maybe Marina should move out. Like, so it's just, I don't have, I needed to go with someone that has been with me every day.
Every for the past single year. Day. Yes. Isn't that crazy? Isabel has with us through a terrible, terrible year.
Well, she showed up like a few weeks into
it. She needed, she needed to make sure that she was ready. The islands were ready for her.
We all thought it was only going to last a couple weeks. And when they were like, LOL, Isabel's like, I'm here.
I'm
don't
here.
Worry.
Don't worry. Mm-hmm. I'll take care of you.
Got
2 weeks to slow the spread.
Yeah. So I got Isabel. She's enveloped in like a heart. It's like a heart shaped.
An ofrenda.
It's like flowers that are shaped like makes a heart. Mm-hmm. And the bottom has a little leaf.
It's so cute. Animal,
so it's very just like, it's colorful and cute and adorable. And
did you draw it?
Yeah. No, I sent like inspo to my guy.
Okay, so you picked up like different things to combine.
Yeah, because I found a tattoo that was similar, but it had KK Slider. And he's like around flowers and he had his guitar. And I like KK, but he's just not like my, you know.
Yeah.
He's not my number one.
He only shows up once a week.
Once a week. Sometimes I forget, you know.
Mm-hmm. I always forget to ask for a song.
I always forget, too.
Because I'll be on earlier in the day and then I'll forget to go
back. Would you take a picture of the tattoo and sketch it and put it on a shirt? Put it on TeePublic?
I should.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, I should have just had my tattoo guy send it.
You
know. Since he drew it, technically, so I wouldn't want to do that. But
you could do, I would say, like, it's a cute concept of, like, you know, like, a villager in the middle and then, like, something around it.
Yeah.
So, like, maybe it could be our villagers that we love or we don't love or we love for other reasons.
We love to hate. Yeah. So now I have this little reminder of, and it, you know, a reminder of the pod, because of our retention villagers and resident services.
Well, when we're not friends in a couple months or a year, you can still remember us.
When we move out of Orlando and you'll have no reason to come here anymore.
No reason.
Because you will not go to snow. We'll be both in Illinois and Iowa.
Think it's beautiful the way he was able to turn Oogie Boogie's face into Isabel. I do think that's really impressive since you're leaving that part of your life behind.
Yeah.
Funny thing is that Oogie Boogie has the same face. Like the same little smile. Pretty much.
Oh.
Like the eye, you know, the closed eyes that are like that. You know.
You know,
but yeah, so very last minute, I got a tattoo. I'm very excited because now I was like, oh, I want to post it at least on my story, but I can't until because I needed to have these live reactions. Yes.
I feel honored to be one of the first to see it.
Yeah.
Yes.
And so make sure
let me know when you guys get your tattoo.
Yeah, when Adam gets his BTS army tattoo.
Army.
I got a tattoo. I had blood drawn at my physical on Thursday, so there's a little dot on my vein.
I also have two dots from frying lumpia. Yes.
Look at that vein.
Wow.
It's a nice vein.
Mm-hmm. I have a zit. Does that count?
It does.
Great.
He had it tattooed on, so he'll always have a zit.
Mm-hmm. Beauty is fleeting was the inspiration.
If any of our listeners also have Animal Crossing tattoos or have thought about getting Animal Crossing tattoos, join in the conversation. Join our Resident Services Co-op. Share your inspo pics. Maybe we'll help each other out. I have thought about it before, like before I wanted like a Winnie the Pooh, but I could get like the leaf. I think like the leaf would be cute.
That would be cute.
Yeah. There's some really cute inspiration out there.
You just have to open your eyes, listeners. Adam, how is the church for sure been?
So, Tom listened to the pod last week. And he realized that
I knew it. I saw the signs. I felt.
No.
I read the tea leaves.
Yeah. It's like when you are on like social media and you're like joking about like buying weed, and then like the local police department comments and they're like, hey, ha ha ha, want to find out? So I feel like Tom did that to the pod where he like listened to me brag about how I didn't have a 10th villager yet, and Tom wasn't gonna fill that
for
spot.
Like 2 weeks.
It's been a week and a half.
Yeah. Oh, it's never gonna happen till I find Sherb. And then the next day literally I walk, or Isabel's like, good morning Harmonia, how is everyone doing today, can we all say hello to Flip? And I said, ooh, the Flip is Flip. So Flip is a frog?
Girl, Flip is a monkey.
Flip is a monkey, that's right. Oh,
this is Flip, this Flip is the is level a, of not
Flip
even
is a
like
chimp.
I'm not even going in there.
I've
talked to Flip once. It was the day they were like unpacking. Mm-hmm. And then since then we've had a wedding, so I have not been able to like play the game since then. But he's a chimp. I mean, he's cute.
He's actually very cute. Out of all of the monkeys.
Out of all the monkeys, he's not the one that I would be mad about having.
He's got like the two buck teeth, and he's got very boyful eyes. He's a jock.
He's a jock. Mm-hmm.
Casey. Oh.
Wow. His house. Oh, I've talked to him twice actually. His house is kind of cool though, because he has the like cherry blossom walls, and he has like, it's like he's like a street vendor in like Japan during cherry blossom season. It's kind of cute.
Did you say? Oh, would he be interested in creating a franchise at Ilo Ilo? Perhaps. Oh,
because RJ wants to make all of his. No, he's not wearing a kimono. RJ wants to make all of his villagers on his island like street vendors, and I was like, the real Agatha all along of his island is that we all thought it was Tom Nook who was the villain, but really it's RJ, the resident representative, putting everyone to work. RJ was the capitalist all along.
Well, you know what? Let me tell you, Meringue's Little Bakery, beautiful. She's got like business is booming in her bakery, honey.
Oh my God. Yeah. So I have 10 villagers. Oh my God. And Canberra asked to leave. So I don't know who I have now because it was a few days ago and I never got to villager hunt.
Oh,
so.
You never got to. Well,
did you have her photo?
It would have been yesterday when I would have had to villager hunt.
Did you get her photo from
No,
her?
Because famously, those first two villagers, it's like sometimes they're not even like, you're not even done with like.
So I don't want her photo. I don't care.
I don't want those eyebrows on a memorialized on a photo. My God. Yeah, I always feel like those first two villagers are so quick to like ask to leave.
Which is so funny that you say that. Okay, so I think Horizons was like broken because when I played Horizons, nobody ever asked to leave. It was like very rare.
Yeah, Flo and Kevin.
Flo and Kevin never once asked to leave my island. They were there the whole time, which is crazy. No one would ever do the, like, I would never have to do tasks for anybody. Nobody would ever come up and ask me to do something. Like, I feel like there was, like, a aspect of the game that just was broken for Horizons because, like, nothing happened on my island. And now I'm doing stuff, like, every day, which is great, but.
Maybe I keep wondering if maybe you're going to get one of my old villagers because you haven't been to a lot of islands, but you've been to mine twice.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. What if it's Megan?
Wait, no, Megan.
Did he visit Lollywood or Pizza Rizzo?
Pizza Rizzo.
Oh.
He got both of my villagers from Pizza Rizzo.
I feel like I'm really interested to hear who you get. Because I feel
you
like.
You need it. Get on right after this.
Yeah. So I'm guessing it's like,
I'll do it live.
For the pod. So I'm guessing it's like you look, there's a percentage chance that you can get, it's in your bag. There's a percentage chance that he fills it up. So I guess he's just been lucky for like 12 days and didn't get anyone.
Maybe. That's,
All right, he's opening his game.
I'll have to have you guys over sometime this week to check out Fantasy Key because it is almost done.
Mm-hmm.
But there are a few areas that I'm like, I have no idea what to do here. So I would like some input. But they're very small areas, which is
What
nice.
If I get on and Sherb just randomly filled that spot? I would poop my pants. She's loading.
Miranda, or even just update your dream address and we can look at our leisure and give you some notes.
See, I might do that too because what's hard about my game right now is that I'm renovating, but I don't know what to do with the new open spaces that I have. So I'm just kind of leaving them.
I think a lot of it I think has to do with, you know, think about what's coming. Yeah. Like Mario.
Yeah, that's true.
And Sanrio stuff. So I think sometimes it's good to have area that you can use later.
Mm-hmm.
You can always
I also don't
want to
update my dream address because my dream address was like Christmas.
Yeah, but you're not
but
going
I guess I
it.
Can't visit my old dream address, right?
Maybe I told her she could stay by accident.
Like, why doesn't matter?
We'll go to her house. Or maybe she's still in boxes. Canberra's still there.
Oh.
She said, not today. Very active night. Kids staring at a tree.
To be fair, when Canberra asked, I was also practicing Korean, so I wasn't really paying attention to the answer.
Oh,
I gave
her. You said no.
Okay, well, she's still here. I guess I can get her
oh,
photo.
You told her she couldn't move.
I guess so.
Well,
this was not exciting for the listeners. Sorry.
No.
Oh.
We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, it's time to go to our town hall. That sound means it's time for the town hall. This is when your resident representatives have 1 minute to address their island villagers in proclamation.
I'll go first.
The representative from Harmonia will be speaking first. Adam, your town hall starts now.
Attention villagers, I would like to take the resident representative of Horizons to task. On my previous island, famously, I'd started playing the game. We were not doing the podcast yet, but I'd started playing the game. I got to a point and I stopped playing the game. And then RJ got me to get KK Slider. He expanded. He did like a bunch of work on my island. So I just had KK Slider perform on Harmonious. It officially happened. So now I can like terraform and stuff. Well, I have to like get miles, but I can terraform and stuff like that. And it was so easy to get to this point that I don't know why I had to have my husband do the work on my previous island. So this is a drag to my past self, that I was a fool, and that with hard work and determination, you can do anything you set your mind to, except probably make a 5-star island, because I probably still can't do that. That's it.
And that's 1 minute. Wow. A fool. Oh, we a fool.
Jester, yeah, you've done it again. Constantly raising the bar for the circus.
I don't think that Pizza Rizzo is a 5-star. We did get to KK, but it took me a bit. I mean, not a bit, but you know, I was like, really? Like, just give me.
What did you do? Like, what were the things that, like.
I literally did nothing. So finally had all my villagers, so I went up and I was like, I haven't actually sat down with Isabel yet, so I'm just curious to what she would say. Mostly because actually I wanted to change my island tune, because you had changed my island tune on my last island, and I was tired of the standard one that they give you. So I went over and she was like, hi, I can set up with blah blah blah. And so I was like, hey, how's my island? And she was like, we got this great review that says like something something from KS. And then Tom Nook is off to the side and freaks out. And then he's like, oh, he's coming tomorrow. And I was like,
yes. Her reaction. God. Her reaction is so funny when that happens. Yeah, it's like, what?
Yeah.
It's so good.
So yeah, I did no work to get KK Slider, but it was fun.
Wow. I do feel like. I remember being like,
what is taking so long? What do I do?
And RJ was like, you have to talk to them and see what you're supposed to do. You need a campsite. And I was like, huh? I need a what? I had no idea.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm just excited that I'm finally back to a place where I can, like, do stuff now. Yeah. I still have to get a bunch of miles because now, like, the permits are, like, 8,000 miles.
Absolutely.
And I was like,
And then you have to pay for each path design.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I haven't even started paying for fences yet. Because I bought all the fences on the last one. Then I was like, I only use like 3 of these. Because like that corral fence is not cute. Mm-mm. Some people can do it well. I'm just not that person.
That spiky fence? No, ma'am.
Mm-mm.
That spiky fence looks great in my vineyard.
I wish some of the fences you could change, like you could customize the color, like the standard like picket fence. I feel like you should be able to like paint it.
Oh, what? Give me a white picket fence.
Yes, that's hello.
Hello, American Dream.
Hello.
Hello.
Harmonia.
Harmonia.
Harmonia. Sunny.
Okay, who wants to go next?
I'll go next.
All right, Casey. Your town hall starts now.
Attention, villagers. Attention, Broccolo. So, Broccolo, I don't like your bowl cut. I don't like it. I don't like looking at it. You look like a poor, unfortunate child whose grandma, which you are lazy, so your grandma did cut your hair. And I don't like you. You've got the basic house. You've been running around. I've had your photo since December. And when you're in the plaza and you've got a thought bubble, I was like, it's my lucky day. Today's the day. And my niece was standing by me and I was like, oh, hold on. I was like, I had to focus. I didn't want to mess this up. And then he's like, you know, I've been looking for you for so long. I've been trying to talk to you. And I'm thinking, this is it. This is the time. And I'm getting amped up. Wasn't it you that was looking for a kitchen sink? No, girl. I'm looking for you to take everything but the kitchen sink and move. Thank you so much.
And that's 1 minute.
Weren't you looking for a sink?
Also, Broccolo absolutely put a bowl on his head. And said, mm-hmm. Look, I can cut my own hair. Snip, 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 snip.
That's a quarantine cut.
That's a quarantine cut. That's a TikTok cut, honey. Oh, my God. Yeah, his catchphrase is eat it. That's funny, though.
That yeah. is funny.
He's a little lazy
child.
He is a child.
Child mouse. And he's blue and his hair. And I really thought that I was getting him out, which, I mean, I don't need any more new villagers on Pizza Rizzo because I already have four that I'm gifting right now. But I would love to get rid of him. Like,
yeah.
I'm sure someone in the co-op will want Brocklow.
I don't know.
Yeah, after the rousing endorsement she just gave, the co-op can't wait to take him.
And his little baseball tee, University 2019.
Oh, yeah. A recent grad.
A recent child grad.
Kindergarten.
Gosh, wow. it really put a downer on my day. I looked at my niece and I said, this is my town.
God, your life is so hard.
She can't go home.
True. She can't go home. I shouldn't make fun.
She don't have water.
She doesn't have water.
All right, I'll go next.
Adam. RJ, your time starts now.
Attention villagers, attention Bo. Now I know you are new to the island and I am still working on our relationship. I understand that. So I'm very eager to any request that you may have. So when I see you and you run up to me and say, hey, can you do me a super awesome favor? I want to give Fauna a gift, another person that I'm also trying to like create goodwill with. And you were like, I have this present for her. Can you please give it to her? And I said, sure, absolutely. I, you know, want to be a very good host for both of you. Run over to Fauna. She's like, oh my God, a gift from Bo? That's amazing. Thank you. And when she opened this gift and saw that it was a bath towel, I said, oh no, 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 no. We're not doing this today. I'm not doing any of this kinky whatever you're trying to get with your other deer. I know you're the two deer in this island, but I'm not having this. No, no, we're not doing this. And that's 1 minute to me.
That is this is a rated G game.
This is a rated G game?
How dare you go up to Fauna? Like, did you report him?
Did she wear it?
He's
did
like,
she put it on immediately?
Change it to this little bath towel.
Change it to this little bath towel. So we must have to, we have
I
to
got
find.
I you a little tea towel you can wear.
I was like, we have to find out like what the actual like friendship points that equivalent to what you say. Because I said, try it on so that she
no,
tried it on.
You're not supposed you to say that.
But then she's asked, how does this look? And then I said, actually not good. Because I wasn't sure because I was like, oh my God. Okay, maybe. So I made the decision. I was like, I'm just going to let her do it. And then I'll just talk to Isabel. It's fine. And then she asked again. It's like, what do you think? I was like, okay. So maybe it's fine. And she was like, thank you so much. Regardless of this gift, I thank you for giving it to me. Here's a gift back. Not her photo, but that's whatever. Good. I run over to Bo. And it's like, so what did she think? And the option is like, actually, or whatever. And it like says what actually happened. And he was like, oh, man, I really thought she would like that. And Bo.
Oh, I've never, like, said. I've always been like, oh, it was good. I've never said it wasn't. So I wonder. I've always wondered what they would
yeah.
say.
Yeah. Well, it's like when you report back, when you say it's always. Yeah. It's like the first one is always like, actually, I think to keep it, like, vague. Because if it's, like, a good or a bad reaction. But it still did the sound, the like, dee-dee-doo, or whatever, meaning that, like, the quest is finished.
That's good, yeah.
Okay, so.
That means you've got your.
Yeah, I think you're fine.
Your points, okay. Your friendship points.
It may not be max points, but at least I got points. But
yeah.
But yeah, I was just very like, whoa, we're not, no. I know you two, you know what? Croc and Gigi are the two frogs, and they're not giving each other gifts. They know their place. They're also, they once know. One's a cranky, one's a snooty. So they're both like, I don't want to be involved. Yeah. Uh-huh. In another.
Yeah, Gigi's like, I don't want whatever that boy's trying to get me.
I don't need a man. But, you know, Bo and Fauna, they're like, they may be like little
they're
crushes.
Young.
They're very, mm-hmm. Yes, they're young. Bo's like, oh, another deer. Doe a deer.
A female deer.
So, yeah.
Rey, a Jedi Knight. Okay. Stupid.
All right, Miranda, your town hall starts now.
Attention villagers, help me help you. I would love to know, when you first come on Fantasy Key, what are you looking for from me, from the island? I don't understand why we have a track record of our newer villagers asking to leave. Jitters, who I have had for about a month now, still am in the gifting process, haven't received the photo, ask to leave. And I don't understand. I am giving you gifts every day. I am talking to you every day. I make sure I complete your tasks and, like, have good camaraderie with you. And it's happened multiple times. And I just don't know what you want from me. So if you could, like, send me a letter, just let me know what you're looking for from your Fantasy Key experience, because I just want to make this a more pleasant place, not only for you, but for me. Because you could leave. I just want your photo first.
Miranda said...
And that's 1 minute.
Ask not what Fantasy Key can do for you. Ask what you can do for Fantasy Key.
Yes.
We choose to go to the moon in this decade.
Can't wait to see what President Adam whips up next week on
Resident
Services.
Oh my God,
this is
the second impression I've been
this
done
is
on the
second one. Yeah. Wow. You had the opportunity for 2 bushes earlier.
Oh, that's right. W.
He's a real tea olive, if you know what I mean.
I'm guessing Jitters also listen to our podcast, maybe.
I don't know.
You need
know.
To send out a survey.
Yeah, send out a Survey you Monkey know? Link. Mm-hmm. Write a letter
a
to
survey
each one.
Flip link.
Because I, like I said, I don't think I'm going to lean into the whole Magic Kingdom Fantasy Key Villagers because, like, I don't know, it's annoying.
Well, and you've also met Chai and...
And I've all, yes, I'm also making way, making way for the new Dreamies. So I don't understand. And I was hoping I would already have had Jitter's photos because he was receiving lucky money, like, 10 days in a row. And I was ready to let him go, but I was like, I need your photo for...
Yeah.
Once you put it, when you put in the work, it's like I have to.
It's hard to exactly. Yeah. It's hard to stop because it's like, how do I justify the millions of pumpkins that I've given this?
Yeah.
Right. But why is it always like the newer villagers? Why can't somebody? Like, I still have Skye, who I got for my first ever villager hunt. She was my third village, like the first villager who wasn't my original two, and she will not ask to leave.
Would you let her leave?
Yeah. I think I'm at the point I'll let everybody leave except Judy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I won't make your mistakes, Casey.
I'll get her back.
If it's the last thing I do.
Which one?
I think I'm only with Meringue and Zucker are like my two. So if Hamlet and Rosie do ask, they can go. You heard it here first.
You heard it here.
Because I was traumatized because, like, 2 days ago, Meringue asked to leave. And I was like, Meringue, I literally just built you a bakery.
I took out a PPP
for you. I took out a PPP for you!
And you're going to ask to leave? Freed.
Well, Friedrich squeaking his toy, which means Town Hall is over. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Resident Services. You can follow us on Instagram and on Twitter at ResidencePod. You can also find us on YouTube. Just search Resident Services Podcast and you'll see all of our video content for the show. Make sure you subscribe as more content will be coming in the future. Woo-hoo. Also, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast wherever you listen. And while you're there, be sure to give us a 5-star rating and review so we can get our Lilies of the Valley. This review is from Dat Little PB. Attention villagers! With quarantine and the world burning around us, Animal Crossing was one of the only things bringing me joy. Listening to RJ, Adam, Casey, and Miranda talking about their islands reminds me of my friends and I discussing flower breeding, complaining about our villagers, and talking about how we would all take a bullet for Coco. Oh, a Coco stan! I don't ever go on Facebook, but talking about the community on the co-op makes me want to dredge through the garbage that is Facebook to talk to others about our love for AC. Love you guys. Love the podcast. Please keep doing the podcast. I did this review for you to read. Oh, thank you, BB. We
can
did.
Can I say the co-op is great? The co-op is incredible. Do not feel like you have to go to Facebook for the co-op. Honestly, it is better for your psyche,
mental health.
If you do not get involved. But if you do want to traverse through the trash, it's a good time.
Yeah. If that's the case, I would just make like a facebook.com/resident services co-op tab. Bookmark that so you just go directly to that.
Yeah.
Don't
yeah.
go to your homepage.
Homepage, no.
It's lovely.
Make just, an anonymous make Facebook. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, yeah.
Your name could be Brofina.
Catch us on Reddit in a month.
Don't forget, if you've written us a review, make sure to screenshot and DM us, and we'll send you your very own Resident Services sticker. Also, if you have a question that you'd like to ask Resident Services, or if you'd like to do your own town hall, you can visit theampliverse.com and click on the Resident Services logo, and you can leave a message on our comment box or leave a voice message, and we'll play it on a future episode. This is Resident Services signing off. Friedrich, come here.
Friedrich, Friedrich, do the squeak the toy.
Our new theme music is Animal Crossing New Horizons Closed on Sunday Lo-Fi Remix. Thanks to them for letting us use it. Find their music on Spotify, SoundCloud, or YouTube under Closed on Sunday. To contact, DM them on Instagram at Closed on Sunday with two Y's at the end.
Voices, building worlds, the Ampliverse.